pipe maybe and dry. So it's mead and a dry rep. But we're talking about some other fellows here around. My physical power. What is that one? My physical power is in the control of the driver, we know. The driver uses this power. I want to get rid of this power. What can I do about it? How can I face a powerful lion? By having good ears and becoming the hare, the rabbit, long ears. In our stories, the rabbit is doing the trick because there is a conflict here with the lion and the rest. The lion believes in what? In personal effort, in power, because he has the power. Right? Imagine my driver is a bully. What shall I do? I cannot go to the gym and do some workouts and things like that. Maybe one day I will beat this bully guy in me. Because whenever I go to gym, I add to my power, it goes to him, not to me. What can I do? I will become the rabbit. I learn the trick. I learn the trick to use the power of this, believer in the power against him. Because he believes in power. Right? You understand what it means, believing in power? Means grab it all. You never share. Sharing is weakness. If you're strong, you grab it all. So I will offer him two rabbits instead of one. His greed will end him up in a way. This is the story we are talking about. How did we arrive here? From that first king, first story, we realize that the problem is the intelligence, and we cannot do really something about that intelligence because it's here, it's the boss. Someone else should help us. There is this hacking. There is this special knowledge, exceptional understanding of the globe. This will come and save me if I'm dreaming about it and I believe in it and I'm waiting for it. This will come and we'll get rid of someone else. Who? The goldsmith. This will come and will be a relief from my strong belief in external values out there. The gold, the money, the power. Then he said, you have to start from within. The first problem with you is comparison. How do you compare the things? Of course you could compare the things outside. This chair and the other one are comparable. Are almost the same. But we are not talking about that. We are talking about the happiness. How do you compare that? You don't see the happiness. You don't see the feeling. You don't see the passion. You don't see the love. So whatever you compare, it will be like that silly parrot. Stop that comparison. That was the first story for this analysis. The first thing is, stop comparing human spirit and the soul with the physical stuff. Then he said, there is a conflict which is self-made here by this ego, declaring itself the center of importance. Let's go back that prior to all these animals, intelligence was thinking about what? Doing all these three, four? Me. Intelligence started with the illusion of separation and me, right? Every brain is working for that body only. There is a big capital I over there, that big me. This big me is very silly. Do you remember that comparison I said? You will compare yourself with others in a very interesting way. First of all, jealousy. When you're jealous, you intentionally cut off your ears and nose, so you will be helpless. Because here we rely on two major senses in human beings, the ear and the smell. How come? Amen. Why these two? We know that these are not the main sensory I have. Whenever they ask about your senses, you count five, and the first one, the most important one, is your eyes. We don't talk about that. Although, secretly, that's where we are aiming, to change your way of seeing things, right? What do we talk about these two? Why? How about me giving you one of the answers? You go and do a research, bring me the other one. Good. We count on a smell because honestly, this is how it is. We have found this beautiful garden, okay? It's lovely, Anna. It's fantastic. You cannot describe it really. The only way to understand the pleasure of this garden is to be there, right? And it's far away. And we cannot bring the garden to you. So we have to convince you to go to the garden. How? I could bring you one rose. That smell will be your leader. If you really want it, you will find it. That's why the nose. The ear? You started with the ear. Haven't we?
Yes.
I'm talking to you. We transfer like that. The ear, which is the first one, is because talking. You remember that famous quotation? At the beginning, there was only word. And word was with God. Remember that? Kalam. That's the basic. Listening. Here, in this story, is the rabbit. We talk about that. Over there we talked about it and we said, this jealousy, with jealousy, you ruin all these senses, you kill yourself just to hurt the other one. Or you make an idol from yourself and anybody clapping for you is a good fellow, everybody disliking you is a terrorist you have to get rid of. That's how it is. We talked about those stories. Then is this story, which is the story of the power, how you deal with the power, and how you could stop the power of that driver against you. But at the same time, there was a real good message in here, because Rumi started this story with explaining a very silly aspect of imagination in this logic. This logic is based on black and white. So it will transfer all the colors to black or white, which is good for me or bad for me. Good or bad, I think like that. But the things are not like that. The main problem here was to believe in personal effort or hope for the best to happen to you. Which one? You have two simple rule for this driver. One is, oh, we have been here for a billion years, so trust this environment. Let's go, right? The other one, oh, You know, everybody could have an accident, so be very alert. Which one is it?